Life Audio.
When we're happy, God's Word helps us understand the value of giving the Lord praise. When we're grieving, God's Word reminds us that our ultimate comfort is found in Him. When we're confused, God's Word gives us clarity and direction. In just a moment, we'll be looking at God's Word together and receiving the benefits and blessings of God's revealed wisdom. But before we do, let's pause for a quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
Hello, folks. My name is Derek Greer, and I'm reaching out to fellow pastors and church leaders just like you to join me and other Christian leaders and organizations throughout the nation as we come together on June 8th and 9th for National Unity Weekend. Together, we will show the love of Jesus as we serve our communities on Saturday, June 8th, and then preach from a shared text on Sunday, June 9th. To register, go to unityweekend.com. That's unityweekend.com to join us as we unite the church and unite the nation.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by James chapter 1, verse 19, which says, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger." The book of James is considered to be one of the most practical books of the Bible. In it, we're shown what it looks like when we put our faith in Jesus Christ into action. A faith that is acted upon is shown to be genuine. God's Word reminds us to be quick to hear. That isn't easy for most of us. In many contexts, our desire to be heard outweighs our desire to listen. Conversations can at times turn into a competition to see who can say the most. Even our prayer life tends to display more talking at God than listening to God. The Lord invites us, however, to be slow to speak. He encourages us to be very careful with what we say, to give thought and prayer to what we choose to communicate, to be sensitive to how our words will impact others, to realize that what we say and how we say it is a reflection of what's going on in our heart. The Lord also reminds us through the teaching of James to be slow to anger. People require patience. As recipients of the Lord's great patience, He encourages us to show patience toward others. We are called to aim for reconciliation, practice forgiveness, and never become consumed with thoughts of vengeance. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege that it is to be able to look at it together today. And Lord, we're grateful for the counsel that you give to us in this portion of your word as you encourage us to be people who are quick to listen, people who are quick to hear. That's how you want us to be. You want us to display a willingness to listen to the counsel and the advice and the words and the concerns of others. And you encourage us to be slow to speak, not to try and dominate every conversation, not trying to one-up the other person as we speak about any particular subject, but to hold our words back at times, realizing that the more the words, the less the meaning, and realizing that we have a propensity to talk over each other. And in so doing, Lord, we recognize that at times we convey that we're not really listening to somebody else at all. We're just waiting for our turn to speak. Lord, we're grateful that when we bring concerns before you, you listen, and then you invite us to listen to you. And we pray, Father, that we would do that as we hear the counsel of the voice of your Holy Spirit who speaks to us, as we read your word and as we meditate on the things you've communicated to us in it, and as we listen to the counsel that's offered to us from our brothers and sisters in Christ. We want to be teachable people. We want to be quick to hear and slow to speak. And likewise, Lord, we're grateful for the challenge that you give to us here to be slow to anger. Typically, our outbursts of anger have to do with selfishness. And Lord, we know that it's not your calling on our lives to be selfish. So we pray that by your grace, that we would be slow to anger, that we wouldn't rush to be vengeant, that we wouldn't fly off the handle, that we wouldn't be easily provoked, but that we would be people who promote peace as we worship your Son, the Prince of Peace. So we're grateful, Father, for these reminders from your word today. We pray that by your grace, that we would live these things out as you empower us to do so. And we thank you for all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's devotion came from my book, The Desire Jesus One-Year Devotional. If you'd like to order a copy so you could follow along, please visit our bookstore at desirejesus.com. And don't forget to leave us a rating or review via your favorite podcast player. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.